Llevó
Pergilus Nachas. Ein Weinen Madregot al Pi Hage Oyos. You may not build Madregot al Pi Hage Oyos Erev Shvius Mishe Pospa Gashamim. Okay, here they are. Here are the Madregos. Number 94. Steps. You know about Madrigos, here are steps. See 1, 2, 3, 4. Madrigot, Liredes, Bohem, Bulushoev, Minamayim, Shiniskab, Subim. Here's the valley. And you want to go down the steps in order to draw water from the water in the valley. So the question is, are you allowed to build these beautiful steps in order to go down from the high land, come down to the valley in order to draw water? So what's the concern? The concern is people are going to accuse you of doing something in the field for Shvius. So it says, Ein boine Madrigot, Alpi Hage Oyos, top of the valleys. Erev Shvius, Mishaposku Hagashabim, when the rain stops, why not? Maybe because Shahub Misaknon Lashvius, because you're preparing the land for Shvius. Alboinahu Bishvius, Mishaposku Hagashabim, Mishu Misaknon Lamotsoyashvius, but in the year of Shemitah, when the rain stops, you're allowed to do because now you're preparing for the following year, for the year after Shemitah. But Lo Yismach Lasavir the Rav, what this means exactly, so. It says over here, this Rav Ein Boinim Madregot, you leveled steps. Ma'alois, steps. Al Penei Hage Ayos, top of the valley. Shalo Yishayachliko Biyudasim Lekachas Amayim. You should not slip when you descend to draw water. Shneskab Subaymik in the Valbots Ma'agumos Nos Pits. The Nira Kimisaknon. It looks like Kimisaknon Lahashkois Baham Sudas. It looks like you're appearing. Because it looks like Kishem Saknam Lahashkois Bacham Besoydesav to draw water. Oh, because you're making steps and people are going to accuse you while you're making steps because you want to go draw water so you can water your field. You're not allowed to water your field in the year of Shemitah. If you're going to build steps in the year of Shemitah, people are going to accuse you. It's perception that you're going to be preparing your field in order, you're preparing your field for Shemitah. The near kirkim asaknim lahashkos b'chem sedosa. You're going to water your field, but sedosa b'shvius in the year of Shemitah. So therefore, you may not do this erev Shemitah. Ein boinim madregot al pi hagi oyos erev Shemitah b'shaposku hakshem. Maybe because shum asaknim l'shvius. It looks like you're preparing your field. You're preparing.
You're fixing your field for
Shemitah. For Shemitah. That was you want to do the field. You want to draw water. Fixing your field. You want to go draw water, and you're not allowed to water your field in the year of Shemitah. But in the year of Shemitah, after the rain stops, you're allowed to prepare steps because then the only thing you, because then
after the rain starts, which is
so there's no rain, so then you're allowed to do it because then
you're allowed to
because people are not going to accuse you of preparing for Shemitah. It's too late for Shemitah. It must be preparing for the year after Shemitah, and there's nothing wrong with doing construction for the preparation for the year after Shemitah. Next. You're not allowed to be yismach be'afar, but oisuhu chayitz. You're not allowed to be support afar, but oisuhu chayitz. Now, what does that mean? Lo yismach be'afar imbaliyoy soicher makoim. If you want to be soicher makoim, you want to make a dam. Okay, lo yismach means to hold back the water. Is that you're damming the water? You see, there's the water, and the rocks. And you're putting up your stones. You're just making a dam. Geder shaboyne liyoy soicher to dam. Mokoyim yitzias samayim to prevent the water from flowing outside. Also, lit enafar off of a tit bein havani. You're not allowed to put earth and tit between the stones.
You're
not allowed to. Also,
have a goydish. Get the shabon liyosoicha.
You're not allowed to build. It's success. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The lo yismach be afar. You're not allowed to be samach with afar. Avol bad oisuchu chayitz. What's chayitz? Chayitz is mutu livnos ked beloy off of a tit. Chayitz means to make a chatzitza.
Chatzitza.
You're now allowed to put earth in between the stones. I want to make a dam.
Is this before? What is this?
This is during the year of Shemitah.
Is this after the rain season? Before the rain season? What's going on here?
Let's see. Let's see. I think it's during Shemitah. Lo yismach biyafar imbol liyosach habakam yitzias samayim ba'avonim lo yitin afar betit bein avonim mishum b'machse ketfei shohu mischavim b'hashkai yisbohim sadaisef. I don't know. Maybe this is even during the year of Shemitah. Certainly the year before Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, it says here, Avol bo'inuhu b'shvis. In the year of Shemitah, you're allowed to build. You're allowed to build steps. But during the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to, even after the rain season stops, you're not allowed to build off. You're not allowed to go take stones and support the stones, and often to put cement in between the stones. Because when you put cement in between the stones, that has the appearance that you're doing something for Rishma Shemitah. You're not allowed to yismach to put ash, cement in between the stones. But if you just want to take stones without offer, you see the difference in these two pictures?
Yeah.
In this picture there's no earth, there's just stones. There's a pile of stones, but there's no earth in between. So that's not going to prevent the wood from going through that as motor. But you can make chayitz. Next, call them so yochol livshayt es yodai harei zot tinat. Any stone which you're able to livshayt es yodai, to extend your hand v'litla harei zot seen until it may be taken. Let's say here, Avlo Isachu b'chayitz, Avonim Sidiros Zo Al Zo, can get there, to make a fence of stones, one time we have like a fence, that is, Zo Al Zo can get there, below off of it, that is mutter. Next, Kol Laven, Shebisodeyu, any stone in your field, Afilu Ketana, even if it's very small, Imke Shuboyna, Agede, Obinyin, Yochol, Lufshad, Yodo, Lidlo, Livno, Spa, any stone in your field, that if it's very, very small, if when you build a fence or binyan, you're able to lift shod yod of litlo of aluna spa, harayt natil shagedim mechachas olav to live no skidu who no love a loyal lisak nasat lazria. If the stone is so small, here is the stone. See this here, little stones. If the stones are so small, you can pick it up with your hand and put it on the fence. Everyone knows that you're not being lisak in the field. You just make a geder. Kolev and shiachol litlo mimokam yamidasa b'shah shaboy neas a geder. If you can. No, you don't have to move your feet. You don't have to move your feet. You can just pick up the stone from the ground and put it on the fence. Then it does not look like you're sack in the sode. Kol levin shebesodeyu afilu katana. Even if it's small, im keshuboyne hageda. When you build a fence, I binyan yachol lifshod yoda. You don't have to move your feet. You can just move your hand and pick it up off the ground. Im yachol lifshod yoda velitla and to take it veliv nespa. You can take it with your hands. Why? Shageder muchachas olav. The fence proves shageder muchachas olav. The livna skidra hu noila. That the reason why shageder muchachas olav. The fence proves the livna skidra hu noila. The reason why I'm taking the stone is not for the purpose of being masak in the sade. The reason why I'm taking the stone from the earth is in order to make a fence. And that's why it's mother's differ. The stone is so close, I can just bend and pick it up and put over here. No one's going to accuse me of being the second son in the year of Shemitah. Everyone realizes I'm just making a gedder for defense. There's no prohibition to make a gedder for your field in Shemitah. The prohibition is only to go and be the second son. So here, when you're taking off a stone out of the field, there's always going to be a concern. Marasai people are going to accuse you of being the second son. But since there's a gedder right nearby, everyone knows it's obvious. The reason why I'm moving the stone is to make the gather, not even stuck in the sada. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. We finished the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in boinim madregot al pi ha gei oyos erev shvius mishapotsko gsham. You're not allowed to go and build steps. It is forbidden to build madregot steps al pi ha gei oyos on town, in high areas, to go down to draw water erev shvius. Why? Because it appears to people who are watching you that you're preparing your field for the following year. No, of course. Maybe because it appears because people are going to accuse you that you're preparing your field for the following year. But you are allowed to build the madregot in the year of Shemitah
after
the
Mishapasku
HaGashamim, but Neishu Masaknim L'motzoi Shvius, no one's
which
going
is
to
good.
Which is good, but even in the year of Shemitah you're not able to dam. If the dam is going to be built with using cement, the cement is in between the stones. Avobot V'lo Yismech Be'afar, you may not build a fence and in between the stones of the fence use earth, use cement, because that's already called that's Marasayim. People are going to accuse that you're going to be preparing. Avol bad isu chayitz, but you can take stone, just make a fence without cement. Chayitz, mechitza. Chayitz means a separation, not mechitza. Yeah? But you're allowed to make a machitza. Avos chayit. It's called levin shuyachal l'shoyl. If you're able to stand in one location and bend down, and pick up a stone and put on the fence, called levin shuyachal l'shoyl is yadav litla of the taken to put on the stone. Harezo tsina tila may be taken, maybe put, maybe plod, maybe be used for a fence. Good. Chazer again.
How come this is even
the purpose of here is the stones are from the fence. Now here you're getting stones from somewhere else. You bring, you close off the whole street and you bring in stones from somewhere else. The truck is coming in. Here you're taking stones from the field itself. So when you take stones from the field itself, that's marasayin. It looks like you're being sakan the sod and shmita. So the Mishnah says it's not a problem. There's no marasayin because since you only have to move a small amount of space to get the stone to put the stone over here, it's mutter.
It says v'lo yismach afar.
That's this picture. You're now able to build a fence with afar avlois chayitz, but you can make a fence like this. And where are you getting the stones from? You get the stones from another source. You bring them in for the truck.
You're allowed to make one?
Yes.
Why?
Because it doesn't.
You're not using because it's not going to be permanent.
I guess it doesn't say
there's
why.
There's no sin. There's no afar.
Avol chayitz.
There's no semen.
Let's see yudal. Why chayitz moshen uvubin chayitz? It's a note. It's a pasuk. No, you're allowed to make it. It's a machitza. Avlois chayitz. Doesn't really explain why.
It must be because you're not using cement.
Right.
Huh? This one you're using offer.
Right.
96. Mutter live nice gather below offer. Below offer a tent.
Right.
Wash it. New vita.
Okay. Call Evan Shul Yachal Liv Shad is Yadav Lidl Habar. It's not that you want to take stones from the ground.
Well, you already said you can make one.
No, so here, that's where you get the stones in this picture from. You got the stones from somewhere else.
Right.
So in this case, where are you getting the stones from?
Are you doing offer here?
No, you're not doing offer.
So then what's the problem?
If you
could get it from somewhere else,
no, because when you're getting stones locally, it looks like when the stones are coming locally, so when you take a stone out of the field, it looks like you're being misak and you saw that. When you take a stone out of your field, it looks like you're fixing, you're preparing, you're being misak in your sod and
your
shmita.
No,
there you
that's
that,
why you're not allowed to make the fence.
No, you are allowed to make the fence, it says. You're not allowed to make the fence when it's cement, it says you're
with
not
cement,
allowed to make
huh?
But when there's no cement, you're allowed to make it. Where are you getting the stones when you're making the fence without cement? You're getting it from another location.
Yeah.
No one's going to accuse you of being misak in your sod because I'm not taking stones out of the field. When I take a stone out of the field, it looks like I'm sacking the sod. So then the only time it's mutter is if I don't have to move my legs to get the sod, the stone. But if I have to go and move my legs and then take a stone out of... Why are you taking stones out of the field in Shemitah? It must be you want to plant in your field.
Okay.
That's cement.
I'll do that.
But this you are allowed to do. Because there's no cement, but this there's a problem because we get this situation. You're getting the stones from another location, from an external location.
Go ahead.
You understand?
I understand, but it's
what's the problem?
Because over here you're doing it because of the water. Over here you're doing it because of the zriya of the land.
You're doing it for the same. It doesn't make a difference why you're doing it for the same reason. It's water. You're making a dam. So if you go and make a dam with cement, then it's going to be because then it looks like you're mistaken the sod. When you have cement, it has more of a permanence. That's what it appears. When you use cement, then it has more of a marasayin that you're doing it to be mistaken the sod. When you don't use cement, it does not have that mara. That's what it says. It's a matter of perception. You have to go back into the times, the agricultural society, to understand why. What is marasayin? The mission is when you use cement, it has marasayin. When you don't use cement, it does not have marasayin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, even in this case, when there is no marasayin, because there's no cement, but if you're taking stones from the field, then it looks like you are being masak in the soda. But if you don't have to move your legs to take the stone, then there is no problem of marasayin. Understand?
Uh-huh.
That's chazanishin again. Ein banin madregos al pihage hage oyos. You're not allowed to build steps. You may not build steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 steps.
Go ahead.
You're not allowed to build steps. Ein banin madregos al pihage oyos tabo valleys erev shvius mishapos
al hage shavim.
Yeah, a gay is a valley. A gay is a valley.
Bika is a valley.
Kol gay you know say what?
Bika.
Bika was another word. A gay is also a valley. A guy. It was last week's parasha.
Yeah.
A guy is the valley. Okay? Ein boinin madregot al pi ha geoyos erv shvius. You may not build madregot on top of geoyos. Geoyos means valleys. Erv shvius. Mishaposku ha gesham after the rain has stopped. Simple enough.
The whole mission is simple. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you don't. You seem to be. You seem to be very, very. Maybe because shuhu mesaknan l'shvius. Avo boinehu malashvius v'shebasuag shamim neshu mesaknan l'shvius. Next, lo yismach be'offer. You're not before with offer. It looks like you're mesaknan the sodi. You're preventing the water from going out. It looks like you're preparing. You're preparing the food. You don't want the water to leak. Too much water is no good. Avlo sechayt. We're making machitza. Then it's okay because then the water is going to anyway leak. So therefore, you're not being mesaknan. But let's say you want to take the stone. Not from the, you want to take the stones from the field itself. Mm-hmm. So you take the stones from the field itself. The sun, and you take it from the field itself. Call Levin Shuyachal Lifshad the other little off any stone which you can just stretch out your hand and take it and put it on the fence. Harezo Sino till it may be taken to put on the fence. Good. Okay. Next mission. Mishnah test. Avnei Chosef, a stone that you carry on the shoulder. What's Avnei Chosef? There's an Avnei Chosef. Kol she noilos shtayim shalosh al Chosef. Bo'os mikol mokoyim. Okay, can come from any location. Ba'kabla mevi mikol mokoyim. Bo'os mikol mokoyim. Ba'kabla mevi mikol mokoyim. 98. Ba'la sode. Mutul ba'la sode litol Avnei Chosef mitach sodeu shenika shehein lebin v'loy l'sakein sodeu. The ba'la sode is allowed to carry a very heavy stone from the fields. The problem is when you take a stone out of your field, it looks
Avnei
like...
Kosef is because you put
Avnei
it down Kosef on top of your shoulder.
It's so heavy, it has to be carried on your shoulder. It's a very heavy stone. Now the problem is, when you take a stone out of the field, it looks like you're being misakin the sade. If I remove a very large stone from the field, it looks like I'm being misakin the sade. No?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Okay. So therefore, it says here, "Motul bala sade litol avnei kosef mitoch sodeu shenika shehem lebinyan v'loy l'sakin sodeu." The bala sade is allowed to remove a very heavy stone because it's obvious to all that you're being misakin that you're taking it for construction purposes. You're not taking misakin the sade. Good. Are you clear with that?
Yeah, very smart.
Afilu mitoch shaloi avnei kosef ba'os mikol mokom. So it says, become any place, even from the field itself. Even when you take the stone from the field itself, and even though it looks like there's this potential for Marasayan, that even the Saka and the Sunday of Shemitah, it is A-OK. Yeah? Because everyone knows, everyone knows, it's well known, it's known the lebinyan kaboy luhu that you need it lebinyan v'loy l'sakin asodem, and you don't need it to masakin the sodem. Yeah, everyone knows you're taking it for construction, you're not taking it to masakin the sodem. The kablon, what is a kablon? Kablon is a contractor. Shekibul sodem barisus, he received the field with sharecropping arrangement. He takes a third or half of the profits, and he gives you the other half, a third of the profits. Maybe we call Makma Filu Mioisa Sode Shohu Orispa, a fila vonim katana shein sode zo chashuva kashaloi, the yesh mefar shiva kablon shadarka livnos bin yonim bikaboilas. Shein kavanosa el kabe tsavonim, maybe we call Makma Filu Misode Shaloi. So a kabbalon is a contractor. Shakibul sode barisus maybe mikol makom. Vafilu me oyse sode shu orispa. Also, a kabbalon can bring stones from wherever he wants. Afilu vadim katanim shein kavanosay el kabbets kavan is only the kabbets avonim maybe can bring maybe shaloi. A kablon, a contractor, shekibul sode berisos, maybe mikol makom. Afilu mioise sode shehu arispoim from the field which he's working in. Afilu avadim ketanim shein the sode zot chashuv shkazlo. Even though the field is not mamish his, it doesn't matter. It's motive. Yesh varshim shakablon sodark luvdas binyan bekabelas shein tavanos el kabes avadim maybe mikol makom. Afilu mitoch shlo. A kablon, a person, the kind of contractor means a person whose job is to build. He's a contractor. He builds buildings. So when he brings to everyone knows that the reason why he is collecting stones from his field is not because he wants to misak in the sada. The reason why he is collecting the stones is because he needs it to make parnasa. He's doing construction. Do construction, you need big stones. So if no one's going to accuse the kablan of preparing his field for planting in the year of Shemitah. Whenever you take a stone out of a field, the Yisoid of the Mishnah is whenever you take a stone out of the field, there's always a concern that people are going to suspect that you're preparing the field for Zeriah. It's Shemitah. Right? In Shemitah, there's always a concern someone's going to suspect the reason why you're taking the stone out of the ground is because you want to prepare the field for Zeriah. Yeah?
Listen.
So, but if you're the Balabayas, and you're the Balabayas, no one's going to suspect you. No one's going to suspect you. Okay, so Avnei Kosef, very large stones, bows mikol makom, you can take from any part of the field. The Kablan made mikol makom, a Kablan can bring a stone from anywhere, even from his own field, the Kablan, or even if he's Kablan, according to the Rav, is one of two things. Either the Kablan is. Either the Kablan is a sharecropper and is bringing from the field that he's working on, or Kablan means he's a contractor to build buildings and he needs to take stones from other locations. Yeah? The Kablan may become Akma. Rabbi Elu Hein Avnei Kosef. What is called Avnei Kosef? Called She'ena Yechola Li Notel Ba'achas Yad. An Avnei Kosef is something which cannot be taken with one hand. You need two hands. Call she'ena yechola linot be'achas yad. Any yechola hoy ma'avon him the yad be'achas v'tzach laharim l'rim l'bishter. Any stone that is so large cannot be lifted with one hand. You need two hands to lift the stone. Okay. Call she'en here. So it says
ve'elu hein avnei kosef.
Avnei Kosef, a very large stone. Bos Mikol Mokom. The Balabais. The Balabais who owns the sod, they can take the field even from anywhere on his field. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah in Mechadish?
That you can take it from, you can be misaking your field.
No, you're not allowed to be misaking. Exactly what you're not allowed to do in Shemitah. Are you allowed to be misaking your field in Shemitah? Are you allowed to be misaking your field in Shemitah?
Of
course not. But when you take the field, what is the problem? The problem is Marasayin. What's the Marasayin?
That you're being misaking the field.
So therefore, what is the Mishnah telling you?
You can be.
That there's no Marasayin.
Yeah.
Why is there no Marasayin? Because everyone knows the reason why you're taking the stone is not because you want to feel misaking. It's because you need the stone for construction. Okay, so that's the Chesh Mishnah, that it's not, that there's no Marasayin. Avnei Kosef, Bos, Mikol Makom, you can take from anywhere you want, any part of the field. No one's going to suspect you that you're being misak in the Sada.
A Kabbalah.
And the Kabbalah means a contract. And that Kabbalah, the Rav says, is going to be one of two things. It means a sharecropper. Sharecropper doesn't own the field. He doesn't own the field, but he has rights in the field. Or a Kabbalah means a person who is a person who is a builder. Rav gave two translations for the word Kablan. Either Kablan means a sharecropper, or Kablan means a builder. If it means a sharecropper, maybe you'll accuse him that he's a sharecropper, that he's working in the field in Shemitah.
Right.
A sharecropper is like a farmer.
Yeah.
Or what else could a Kablan mean? A Kablan means what?
Kablan is, as we said,
two translations for the word Kablan.
Kablan is a, what do you call it?
Contractor.
Yeah.
No, but that's not what the Rav said. The Rav said the first translation, the Rav said, Mishakibul Sode Barisus.
Kablan.
But here it means a sharecropper, like an oris. It's another word for oris.
Okay.
The Rav gave two translations for the word Kablan, either a sharecropper or it means a builder.
So
and what's the Chiddush?
Sharecropper.
If you have a sharecropper, so he's in charge of the field, he works.
Maybe
because that's the Chiddush. He can bring the stone from any part of the field. That's a very big Chiddush. Why is that Chiddush? Because people are going to suspect that if he's taking a stone out of the field.
What's he doing with Kablan is here? Shekibel Sada Barisa.
It's a sharecropper.
He's being Harisha and there's Ria the field then.
No, he's not. That's exactly the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That when you take away a stone out of the ground, it's not called you preparing the field. A problem is I have, it's my job to work the field. I'm a sharecropper. I take care of the field and I get a third of the crop, so I get a half of the crops.
Right.
In Shemitah, the sharecropper is not allowed to touch the field.
Okay, so then why is he taking the rock out?
Because he needs to make a fence.
Where's the fence?
He's not showing you the fence. You're making a fence.
Left it out.
You're making a fence. So the problem is, just because you want to make a fence, it does not give you the right to take a stone out of the ground, because if you take a stone out of the ground, people are going to suspect, and you're preparing the field for Shemitah.
Okay.
So the Chiddush is no one's going to suspect that you're preparing the field for Shemitah.
Okay, he can bring it, a kabbal made from the kol makam, he can take it out. A filah hein av ne kosef. Kosef.
That's the next part of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
How come you're not totally out of it today?
Yeah, kol makam.
What is a kabbalin? Kabbalin means one. There are two translations of the word kabbalin. They either means
we're
a sharecropper.
We're only using sharecropper today.
No, we're not. It's the second parish. Look at the second Yesh Mefarshim.
Oh.
I read this only three times.
Okay, go ahead. Shadarka.
The kabbalin, Shadarka, with no spinyanim. He's a builder. A builder. The kabbalonis. He gets money to build buildings. Yeah?
Okay.
He's a builder. So a builder, he needs stones. What do builders do? They need stones. So where is he going to get stones from? He's going to get stones from his house. My backyard. I have stones in my backyard. I'm going to take the stones out of my backyard. I have fields. The builder has fields. He owns real estate. So I'm going to go take stones from the field. So the problem is, if he is going to go and take stones out of his property in order to use for construction, someone might pass by and see that he's taking a stone out of the field, and they're going to think that he's preparing his field for planting in the year of Shemitah.
Okay.
So the answer is no. Everyone knows that Johnny is a contractor. He's a builder.
Right.
And a builder needs stones. So no one's going to suspect that the reason why he's taking the stone out of the field is because he wants to prepare the field for Zriah.
Good.
So one more time. Avnei Kosef. Bos Mikomach. If you're the Balabais, I own the field. And there's a very large stone. And I need the stone for a fence. I, the Balabais, can go to my field and take the stone out of the ground. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that while I'm taking the stone out of the ground, there might be a person who's passing by, and I'll see what I'm doing. And they may accuse me of preparing, may suspect that I'm preparing the field of Shemitah. So long comes the Mishnah, you don't have to worry about that. Since a very large stone, everyone's going to know that the reason why you're taking the stone out of your field is because you want to use it for construction.
Good.
Okay, then the mission says, what about a kabbalin? A kabbalin means either a sharecropper. A sharecropper in the Yev Shemitah is not allowed to work the field. Is he allowed to go take a stone out of the field in order to make a fence? The answer is yes. Second interpretation of the Rav.
Right.
Kabbalin is a builder.
Right.
And where is he getting the stone and feeling stone from his fields?
Sure.
Is anyone going to suspect that he's not, because they know they're taking the stones for construction purposes?
Right.
Now, what is called an Avnei Kosef?
Right.
The Eilu Hein Avnei Kosef. The Kol She'en Yechol Not Be'achas Yad. If he cannot take with one hand, you need two hands. Devei Rebbe Meir.
Rebbe Yosef.
It was Avnei Kosef Kishmon. It means he has to go on your shoulders. Let's see what it says in the Rav. What is called an Avnei Kosef? It means Kishmon, like their name, doesn't say it means you carry two or three on your shoulder. Stones, which basically means it's smaller. It's smaller than Rav Yossi. It means a certain type of stone which you carry two or three on your shoulder.
At a time.
Which means it's smaller than the stone over here which you need two hands to lift up. Kefos Chaz the Mishnah. Avnei Kosef, a stone. Bohos Mikol Mokam. The Balabayas can take it from the field, any part of the field. And we're not going to suspect that he's preparing the field for Zriah.
Right.
Good, is that clear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kabbalin. Kabbalin means, what does a kabbalin mean? It means one of two things.
Right.
Either means a...
either a rishus or a kabbalin.
It means what? A rishus, a sharecropper.
Right.
And he's allowed to take a stone from the field that he's a sharecropper on. Or it means he's taking a stone... the kabbalin means he's a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking stones from the field, from his own property, mikol makam, in order to prepare it for construction. The kabbalin may be mikol makam. And we do not, in both of these cases, we do not need to suspect the people that are taking the stones that they're doing for construction. No one's going to accuse them that they're preparing the field for Zriah. Everyone knows they're taking the stones for construction.
Right.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Elohein Avnei Chosef. What are called Avnei Chosef? Kol She'ena Yecholu Linotel Be'achas Yad. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Avnei is the stone is so large that it cannot be taken with one hand, you need two hands. Rabbi Yosef Avnei Chosev Kishman, what does that mean? Kol Shehein Nitalos Shtayim Usholosh Al Chosev, two, three on the shoulder.
Number 100.
Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Haboy Negod Bein Bein Shuram. You build a fence between you and between the Shuram Mutu Lahamik Ad Hasela. Okay, here is the picture. We have a lot of row over here. Okay, I'm building over here a fence between me. This is my property. And here is the Rishus Harabim.
Okay,
here is the Rishus Harabim. And here is the field.
Right.
So when you do construction, you have to first build a foundation. You just can't go put stones on top of the earth. You have to go dig down. You got to dig down and pour the cement before you put the bricks. Are you familiar with these concepts?
Of course.
So you got to go dig down. So when you go, you start digging down on your field. What's the problem when you start digging down? When you start digging down in the Erev Shemitah, what's the problem? The problem is marasayin. When you start taking a shovel to your field, people are going to accuse you of what? Of
working
the field. So it says, no problem. You can deepen arasela until you hit bedrock. Let's see the raf. So this means, oh, so the concern is that we're not afraid that you're going to change your mind. Once I'm digging, you know what? I dug such a nice little hole, I might as well go put some seeds in there. I was really planning on making the fence. But you know what? Why should I make a fence? Who cares about the fence? I might as well take some seeds, throw it in the ground, and it'll grow some good, something good, have what to eat. So maybe we should not allow you to go prepare to build a fence.
Because you can do that.
You're allowed to dig down all the way until you hit bedrock.
Right.
Okay? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush?
Wait,
we didn't go again that far. You're not going far.
You're allowed to do it because...
Well, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Of course you can do it. Why not? Why would I think you can't do it?
I might think you're going to plant there.
No, because you might change your mind. We're not concerned. Dilma, maybe Mimach, you'll change one. V'zorah lo, and you're going to plant. Why is it not because it's not there to go plant next to Shuram? Right, but let's say you want to go make a fence between you and your friend. Let's say this is not the Rosh Hashanah. Let's say this is
your friend, your buddy.
It's your friend. Then you're not going to go make a fence, because when you're preparing it to make a fence, you may change your mind and decide to plant. You're going to plant the osir. That is osir. Okay. Mayase ba'afar.
Now, what are you going to do with all this piles
of afar? So mayase ba'afar. Soivroi b'rishus sarabim masaknei. Pile it in the rishus sarabim, umasaknei and fix it. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Let's see the Mishnah. Soivroi b'rishus sarabim. Pile in the rishus sarabim. V'achkach another was another Mishnah. Masaknei rishus sarabim k'mo shahoya. And afterwards, take it away. Misakin means after you finish doing this, you take it away. Tula means you pile it. Mutar lachbar ve'ein loin chayishem shema yimlach ve'yivizrael lachim alfar lefish ein derech zroyash steir samach le'rishus ram. You have to worry about. Save the rishus ram misaknei. You pile it. Mutar l'tzavres alfar achfir b'shiram. And afterwards, you'll take it away. Okay, motor v'choizim afaz resafa b'sadeu. Motor lefanos esafa l'sadeu. V'loy nechshav l'masakin sade b'shvias she'arei tzarch lefanos esafa k'de l'sakin esham. After you pile all the earth in the rishus sarabim, you're going to transport it to your field. The problem is when you start taking earth from the rishus, put it in your field, people are going to suspect. They're going to suspect that you're preparing your field and you're working your field in shemitah. What is this guy? They're driving by and they seek out the shovel and he's piling earth from the rishus sarabim into his field. They're going to suspect that he got a delivery. He got a delivery of new topsoil and he's throwing the topsoil. He's spreading it out in his field. He's working the field in Shemitah. Got it?
Yep.
So what's the answer? Absolutely. What does the say? The Bishop says it's not a problem. Why? No one's gonna suspect you of doing that in another era. Ketsoiva b'rishus harabim. You pile in the rishus harabim. Ach, and afterwards, after you pile the rishus, you take it and you put it back in your field. You spread out in your field. The chiddush is when you start taking.
It doesn't look like it.
Fine. You clean out the rishus harabim. You clean it out. You made the fence, but when you made the fence, you first had to go to remove all the earth in order to make a foundation for the fence. So where do you put all that earth?
Right.
You put the earth in the rishus harabim.
Right.
Now it's an impediment.
You put it back in the field.
When you put it back in the field, people are going to suspect. So it's mutter. No one's going
to
make that accusation because they're going to realize you built a fence. Divrei who said divrei rishus harabim. Kiva who says kadel shein mekalkum rishus harabim kach lo yisakenu. Kach so to lo yisakenu, you should not yisakenu. You know you will see what that means. Mayase be'ofar. So what then does he say? You should right away, the moment you dig it, you may not put it in even for one moment in the rishus harabim. When you dig from the very beginning, you have to put it right into the. Let's see. Soiver besoch sadeu kederek hamazablan. Kach lo yisakenu. You're not allowed to be misaking. I don't know what this means. Ma yase be'afar. Soiver besoch sadeu kederek hamazablan. Let's see over here. This raf. Kishem. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says kederek shem misakakulim b'shurabim. This means as follows. Correct? Kloimar. Yeah?
Yeah.
Kloimar. Loi mi boy, it goes without saying. Loi mi boy, let's bar off a lusharabim shu osir. It goes without saying that to pile earth in the rishus ram is forbidden. Okay? That you cannot do.
What?
To pile earth. That you're not allowed to go do. Loi mi boy, let's bar off a lusharabim shu osir. Alpha bi shi shi yasi ben lachakach. Shabim mekalkal hu lusha. Because for fighting me a traffic jam, right? You're going to close off the street for a whole day. If you're building a fence, what are you going to do?
What's going to traffic going to do on every day? It's going to be a traffic jam. So, a little bit, let's go off. So, what do you mean, the sack going? For example.
If there were stones, or there was earth, mifuzadim b'rishus harabim, lo yitzpere memakam echad eli yisalkim l'gamim b'rishus harabim. If let's say they're just garbage lying in the street, there are stones. You're not allowed to collect all the stones in the street to one location because that's going to make it a bigger traffic jam. Lo mi boye. Litzbar offer lissusharam shu also be shu yish luachakach at shabim mekalkalim shaw. El afil lissakin asik agoin im choyavonim ayofar mefuzonim berishusharamim lo yitzbrein b'mokim echad. You know, may not pile in one location. El yisalkim b'gamim berishusharamim. Behind the comma, kashem shem mekalkalim shusharamim. Just like another mekalkalim shusharam, litzbar offer lissusharam afal pi shadaita lissalkim yod. If there's garbage in the Rishus Harabim, you're not allowed to go make a pile in the Rishus Harabim, even for a few moments, because you're going to cause traffic. Yeah? Gridlock alert.
Right.
So what should you do? Ela yisalkim miyad. Remove it immediately. Miyad. Legami mikol rishus harabim biyotziem liyam. Take it out to the sea or lenor to the river. Okay, dump it in the river. Dump the stones in the nahar, in the river, or in the sea in the yam hagadol. Got it?
Dump it. Where is it? Where is this yam hagadol?
Wherever the yam is, the Mediterranean, or the Atlantic, or the Pacific.
20 miles away.
Or go to the Indian Ocean.
Go ahead.
Okay. Maya seb afar. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it's mutter, soivroi besoich sadeu kederech hamezablim. Shalosh, remember this sugya, the three ashpasos in the base saw? 50 amas by 50 amas. Mayase b'yofar. And then he says the Zilbazach Machina Khaifer bar of a Shiachamara, the sending is true in the pit, a rectangular pit and a cave. Bashar Yumashan, the whole year round. Pligi Rabbi Yeshua Bekiva, Rabbi Yeshua Tsoiva Birushu Sarab, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Yalat upon the Sarabim. Uvulvad, Shiyasalkenu, Achar Kach, you remove it. The Sakin Rishiram Kimosha Hoyo, Rabbi Akiva, Afal Pishadai, the Sakin also, El Tsoiva Birushu Saiva, Allah Rabbi Akiva. And we pass on Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to cause any harm to the Rishu Sarabim for one moment. Okay, so here he's really introducing over here these new yisoidos that are really not related, that are not related to the laws of Shemitah. We're dealing with concepts that relate to a takol in the Rishus Rabbim. Hello.
Listen.
So let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, we finished the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, a bit of clarity in this Mishnah. Ha'aboy ne'egoder. Beinoy bein Rishus Rabbim. I want to build a fence between me and the Rishus Rabbim. Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to build a fence. What's the problem when I build a fence? I'm going and I'm digging. What may I come to do? I may come to change my mind, and I may come to plant seeds. I may come to plant something over here. So it says over here that it's not a problem. Yeah. Haboy ne'egoder beino ubein Rishus Rabbim mutar lahamik. You're allowed to dig deep. Add until hasel, until you hit bedrock. Okay? Now, when you're going to dig, where are you going to put the earth? Yeah?
That's the problem. Yeah, go ahead.
So, mayase be'ofar. So, it says in the Mishnah, Tanakama, according to Bishua Tsoivo, he's telling you a tremendous chiddush that you're allowed to temporarily dump all of your garbage in the street. Even though people are going to be screaming and honking and doing a lot, saying a lot of nasty things. It says, "Soivay b'rishus harabim." You can put it in the rishus, and you can dump all the garbage in the middle of the street and start causing a major traffic jam. Provided that you have kavana umesakne. I'm not going to leave there permanently. Tomorrow, the next day, or next week, after the summer is over, I'll clean up the streets. Umesakne. Good?
Yeah.
He holds Hudive Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says an incredible chiddush. A person is allowed to temporarily dump his garbage. As long as you have a plan to fix it. But in the meantime, you're causing a very great inconvenience.
Correct.
This is the Shida Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, what we're part of Naftamin. Naftamin is that you're allowed to make a U-turn in the middle of Avenue J, even though you're temporarily causing people an inconvenience. You're allowed to. It's also my street. So only you're allowed to go walk in. I'm also allowed. So just because I temporarily prevent you, I'm also allowed to do it.
Rabbi Kiva
says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to keder shein mekalkulim, just like you're not allowed to shein mekalkulim b'sharabim, kach lo yisakenu. Just like you're not allowed to mekalkulim. What does it mean mekalkul? Kalkul means lo yiboy litzva ofar l'sharabim shu osir afal yishu yisur achach shu yikul mekalkul hu l'sha. Not only are you not allowed to go dump your garbage in the street. Let's say you want to clean up the street. You want to be a good citizen. You want to clean up the street. How am I going to clean up? I'm going to collect all the litter of the street itself, and I'm making one nice pile. So it's a temporary inconvenience for the greater good. The greater good is I'm going to collect all the garbage in the street, pile and make it into one big pile. So it's going to be but I'm going to take it away. So that's also forbidden. Just like you now go dump your garbage, you're not allowed to collect garbage, the pre-existing garbage in the street, and make it one big pile for the kavana to take it away. So what then should you do with your dirt? What then if you want to build a fence? So what do you do with all the dirt? Don't dump it all in the street. Dump it immediately into your property. And when you dump it in your property, you have to make three piles. You don't want people to suspect that you're preparing the field, so you make piles, three piles. So what should you do? You pile it b'soich sadeu, pile it in your field, kederech hamezablin, pile it in your field, kederech hamezablin, like the people who make piles of fertilizer. When you make fertilizer, you make piles, you make three big piles in the field. Lubeisa. Good? Let's chaz the Mishnah one time. Hamazablin.
So what are you going to do with the avot? You put it in your field. Kederach hamazablin, like people who fertilize.
Who make piles of fertilizer in Shemitah. We learned when you make a pile of fertilizer in Shemitah, you have to have three piles of Beit Sah. If you want the same thing in Nalanigo, you when you want to do a whole year round. You're not allowed to go dump the garbage temporarily in the street. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you are. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to go dump the garbage in the street. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to dump the garbage in the street. You have to make you dump the garbage on your own property.
So if you make any type of bar, so you have to dump it into your property.
Right, not in the street. Chaz Mish, one more time. Habayne Goder Beinoy Ubein Rishus Sarabim. Motul Hamik Arasa, you gotta go dig down till bedrock. Mayase Ba'ofer. What's the Mechidish? The Chidish is we're not concerned that you may change your own plant. Yeah? Mayase Ba'ofer. What do you do with the offer? Saiva Rishus Sarabim Sakna. What do you do with the offer when you take it out of the ground? You put it in the Rishus Sarabim. You can pile it in the street, provide you have kavanah, you'll meet with sakna, you'll take it away later on. You can temporarily dump all the garbage in the street, as long as the kavanah is taken to put it in the meet with sakna. Who says this? Steve Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva, Oyma Kiva says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Not only are you not allowed to dump your garbage in the street, you're not allowed to even collect the garbage in the Rishus Sarabim and make a big pile in the street. Because you're causing a greater inconvenience to the tzibur. You're not allowed to misak in the street. Why do all the garbage? Pile in your own field. Put in your own field and the shmita. You make three piles. And the same achlokes with regard to dumping your garbage on the street applies the whole year round with regard to chayfer bar v'shiach umara. Good?
Yeah.
You're really out of it today.
Yeah, sorry. We sure with it.
Right. All right, we did three Mishnayos. Three Mishnayos. What time is it now? It's time to daven. So we did three Mishnayos and we finished three Parakim. Okay, so now after Perek Dalet. After Perek Dalet in Shavuos.
Forging ahead. How many minutes?
47 minutes.